Governor Cuomo pulled back a bit from his plan to offer, for the first time, a 401k-style option for newly hired public workers, saying he's flexible on that. But the governor does say he's not bending on the need for a new pension tier with lowered benefits that saves money.
What pension reform is about, at the end of the day, is saving money for the state and local governments. And any resolution I seek will be a resolution that brings the maximum amount of savings. That's what it's about.
Cuomo's plan is opposed by state worker unions who say it will erode retirement security for future employees. But it is supported by numerous local government leaders. Many mayors and county executives say they will be squeezed to near bankruptcy by future pension obligations. The state's constitution does not permit lowering benefits for current workers or retirees. White Plains Mayor Tom Roach says his Westchester County city is facing increasing costs for health care as well as a newly imposed 2% property tax cap. He says that means little money is left over for anything else. He says one of the only options is to use a program enacted in 2010 that permits municipalities to borrow against the state pension fund in order to meet their current pension payroll. But Mayor Roach says he thinks that sets a very bad precedent.
The road to hell is paved in amortization. Pensions, honestly. I think because all you're doing is taking a current operating cost and pushing it down the road, you know, down the line. Where am I going to be 2 years from now when I'm still paying for this year's pension increase if I got another pension increase? We have to deal with our costs in the current year is the way I feel about it.
Senate Republicans have been supportive of Cuomo's plans to bring down future public pension costs, including a 401k option for the new employees, but Assembly Democrats have not agreed to the idea. Assembly Majority Leader Ron Canestrari says he thinks offering a 401k option would be a poor idea.
I don't personally like the 401k contribution aspect of it. The state workforce is important that they have a good pension system that's sound, which it is now, and I do not want to take any steps that would jeopardize that for future people as well.
Canestrari represents the Capital Region in the Assembly where many state workers live. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver has said he's supportive of some pension reforms, including cutting down on abuse of overtime that leads to inflated pension payments, but he has not yet publicly said yes to a new benefit tier. Assembly Majority Leader Canestrari says he expects that Democrats will eventually agree to one because he says no one wants to prevent the budget from being passed on time this year.
The governor's determined to make some changes, and certainly we cannot turn a deaf ear to that request and that proposal.
Canestrari says lawmakers just approved a new pension tier with lowered benefits less than 2 years ago. He says it might be better to measure the effects of that change first. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.